This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. Should 8chan be shut down? And should it be done on a voluntary basis? Would that be somehow a useful thing? Our last caller says, he is a former 8chan user, he believes the site should be shut down, and that he believes that that would allow, or prevent, rather, many of its users, who he claims are not particularly technically adept, from being able to find the next resource.
That may be true. I don't know the answer to that. What I would say is that every time you employ force, whether that force is government force or whether it's sort of social force, you know, getting enough people to somehow contact the server or the, you know, whatever, whatever it is that they do, that there are always unintended consequences. So, sure, maybe you cut off half of these people that are on 8chan, whatever. Maybe you further militarize the other half, who then go on to...
send them underground into a more secret location, right, where they have to, you know, do something to get into that that server.
All I know is that the guy claims some kind of confederacy with anti-fascists, which... and then he started talking about limiting speech. And that's what these people do. The anti-fascists are about limiting speech.
But he claims that he wants to do it voluntarily.
Fine, I don't care.
That's a whole, and what we talked about during the break is that is a whole different ideal and a whole different idea.
Yeah, and, right, and I would agree that you can do it voluntarily in the sense that you don't use government force to do it, mm-hmm, and still be sort of libertarian. But Free Talk Live is two things. We're both libertarian, and we're a platform for free speech, to some extent.
As much as we can afford. I mean, we can't allow somebody to get on the air and say certain words, yep, otherwise we'll lose our radio station.
And I won't sit here and listen to just blithering idiots, just spout racist nonsense either.
So the point that I wanted to get out is that the idea of deplatforming and social ostracization is fully compatible with libertarian principles.
It is. There's a lot of really crappy behavior that is fully compatible with libertarian principles. Yeah. You can be a libertarian and also be a racist.
Yeah.
Those are also compatible things.
So
it's despicable.
YouTube, the way it deplatforms, it doesn't even tell people what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So you can deplatform somebody off of your platform in a completely unfair manner.
Where it won't be a learning experience for them at all, right? They
right,
won't know why.
And then you have the only site on the internet that where people can make money by producing content, basically. Like, there's no other video site out there where you can really pull that off from the standpoint of...
Well, Twitch, you can get paid there, but they're going to restrict you, too.
Okay, so Twitch is another one. That's a live platform as opposed to recorded, but, I mean, it has some,
true,
it has some aspects that are similar.
So it's an effective method.
Right. Well, they basically set themselves up as a utility and then begin to limit it. First, you know, we do freedom, and when that makes us the most popular platform on the internet, then we begin to clamp down.
Got it.
That's disingenuous.
True.
And it doesn't make me like YouTube very much, but I do find that it's a, you know, if I'm going to sit at home watching TV, I do one of two things. I go on Amazon Prime where I pay, or I go on YouTube to watch, you know, a series of videos. And there's not another app out there that I can easily watch content that I want to watch, produced.
Sure.
So...
I know you guys are hot and heavy on this one. I know you guys are hot and heavy here, but I want to get some of our callers on the line here.
Yes,
Michael's
please,
been waiting patiently in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Go ahead. Or excuse me, Miguel. Miguel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
I was just sort of adding on to that previous guy's statements about how it's not resilient enough when it's taken down, these people will disperse. Or
you're agreeing that the users would disperse? Why do you say that?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was, I guess, sort of as a rebuttal to that.
Okay, what's the rebuttal?
You got to spit it out, man.
You all right, Miguel?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is the first time doing this.
Yeah, there's only three of us in here, and you're the only one.
The best thing to do in these circumstances, first off, is have a little water next to you, so if you get that dry mouth thing, you can just take a little swig. Second thing
have
is...
Have some notes.
Yeah, just to have written down a few things and maybe the line of thinking you had and that sort of
do
stuff.
Do you want us to put you on hold and come back to you, give you a chance to collect your thoughts? Because I do want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, sure.
All right,
sure.
Stand by.
Sorry.
Make a couple notes, come back to it. Hey, look, we get it, man. I still get an adrenaline rush when I call talk radio.
Yeah, if I call other people's shows. I'm on 200 radio stations throughout the week. However, if I call the local unrated station here in Keene, New Hampshire, I'm going to get a little flustered. I follow these rules because I know they work.
Let's talk to Cosmo in North Carolina watching us on YouTube. Cosmo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good morning. My name is Kazma. I am white. I am socialist. I hate blacks. I hate Jews. I hate Muslims. Hitler was absolutely correct.
That's really great. Thanks for the call. We're going to continue here. I'm not going to dump him because he didn't say anything that we can't really, you know.
So you support his speech then? Is that what we're saying now? You agree with everything he just
said? I allowed his speech. That's the difference.
I think a guy talking in a silly accent saying he's a socialist and that he hates Jews is just, he's taking care of all the problems. I need say no more.
And this is where I come from on all this, this shutdown deplatforming. Platform stuff is, yeah, I support your right to do what you want with your own private property, and yeah, we've got some rules on our private property, on these, you know, this show, the airwaves, the Discord server. We've tried to set things up to be as permissive as we possibly can. We used to ban people for racism on the Discord. Now we just toss them in the toxic user zone so they can still have whatever terrible opinions they have. They're just not having them in the main server channels where people, you know, want to hang out and have actual productive
conversations. If you kick them out, they just come back with a new username.
Yeah, that's true. But beyond that, we've been criticized, as Mark referred to. I don't know if it was on air or off because you guys continued to have a conversation during the news break.
It's a shame when Richie's wrong.
Well, he's not wrong. His assessment is correct, Mark. It isn't unlibertarian to say let's ostracize these people. It's just not nice.
I'm not even agreeing with the caller.
I know you're not. You're just saying it's not. You're making the point that the caller can still be a libertarian and hold the position that he's holding.
Yeah.
And that's true. Libertarianism is at its minimum, and all it is just the bare minimum for human social interaction. The bare minimum says, don't hurt that guy.
Yeah.
That's libertarianism. Don't use aggressive force against peaceful people. That's what libertarianism basically is. Some would also say don't use fraud, but you know it's another conversation. But I think everybody who's libertarian would agree with don't use force. But how you interact with people beyond that is not prescribed by libertarianism.
Yeah.
It's not a full-scale belief system.
It's a baseline for morality.
Right, about how to interact with society most efficiently, how to interact with other human beings most efficiently, and most compassionately. And to me, the whole ostracism thing, while it's embraced by a lot of people within libertarianism, and I'm not saying they're wrong for it, I think people should be very. If you want to be a choosy person about who you associate with, it's your life. Do whatever you want to do.
That's the baseline for voluntarism, is who you interact with on a voluntary basis.
Sure. Some people take it so far as to say that if you, Mark, interact with this Christopher Cantwell character over here, I will ostracize you. So even though I disagree with Chris Cantwell, and I might agree with you on a lot of things, because you have been associated with him, because you are treating him as a human being, even though he's wrong and despicable, you're treating him as a human being, I will ostracize you, Mark, and this is what we get all the time from, libertarians.
And I would say perfectly consistent under libertarian principles and stupid anyway.
Right, and most of the people that do it didn't listen to whatever media we produced.
No.
They didn't actually talk to us about that sort of thing ahead of time. They just said, I have disagreed with Mark for long enough, and now I have a good reason to not chit-chat with him anymore. Which is, as far as I'm concerned, don't let the screen door hit you with a good Lord split you.
All right, so we continue. I tend to come at things from a position of compassion and forgiveness rather than this ostracism.
And I think
program.
That's wonderful what you do when you do speak to Cantwell, because I know you talk to him in real life, and you do treat him like a human being because you're trying to convince him that he has lost his way. And I know you're doing that. I wouldn't be able to spend that kind of time, but you can. You're interested in doing it.
And it has cost me many other relationships because of it. But one thing I can't stand is when somebody says, well, you're either with me or the highway. It's like, well, see ya. Have a nice time. More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. We'll get back to your calls and thoughts here on banning or shutting down 8chan. What do you think?
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths, and I want yours to be as clean as possible with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The conversation continues. You know, even though we're on the air 7 days a week, we're not on 24/7. We're on 3 hours a day. But we have a Discord server that is there 24 hours a day. And right now, one of our earlier callers, Dan from Nebraska, is in there having it out with some of the other chatters in our On Air Now forum or in the room. You can go and log in over at discord.lrn.fm. You know, it does take a little hoop jumping to get into the server. Discord servers aren't easy to get into. You have to download an app. You then have to create a username and password for the app, and then you have to click on, in your browser, you type in discord.lrn.fm. So there's like a three-step process in order to get in, but once you're in, it's super easy to stay in.
Got
to
get the invite code.
And well, that's what the discord.lrn.fm, it's the easy way to get the invite code. All right, so we continue with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go back to the phones, to the phone. Cody is in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cody.
Hey guys, first time caller. Thank you for what you're doing.
Welcome back. And, yes. Go ahead.
Thank you for what you guys are doing. Hey, little bit of free speech is about this civilizes a little bit of torture. You know, this I experienced the police state coming back from Canada. I'm an oil and gas executive. I was driving from Toronto back to the States. I'm a natural born white guy from the United States, and they searched my vehicle. Nothing, you know, never been in any illegal business, not carrying any contraband or anything. But then they took me in, and an hour later demanded all the passwords to my phones and computers.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
And which I refused to give them under Fourth Amendment grounds. And
what did they do? Did they confiscate the devices?
In the end, they did, because I refused to give them that password. Yep. I was a little bit ahead of the game, because I'd read an article on The Intercept a couple months ago about the journalist coming back from Mexico into the Austin airport, and they were doing the same thing to him, but not being politically active, but not being a journalist.
So you knew about the device searches. Does that mean that you were prepared, meaning that you didn't really lose much more than the device itself, that you had backups of all the important information on that on your laptop and phone?
Well, I wasn't as prepared as I could, because I didn't think that it would be a target coming back, you know, between two first world countries. I never imagined between Canada and the United States. So
I'm
starting to think the government is just trying to get as much data dumps on people as they
Absolutely. Can. They've been dramatically increasing the number of people who they're targeting for this searching. It doesn't matter where you're coming back from.
Well, it hasn't been discussed in a while, but 100 miles from the border is the Constitution Free Zone.
That's right.
In the entire United States.
But it's at the border where they have the ability to confiscate your devices. Yeah. If you are stopped at an internal checkpoint, they are not supposed to be confiscating devices there. So it's only at the border.
Laws antithetical to the Constitution. Laws antithetical to the Constitution are null and void. So
A lot of good that does to get your laptop back.
Well, yeah, two iPhones, actually. That's what they're concerned about, because we know they're all encrypted really well, so we'll see if they crack and it won't really matter.
But, what I'm saying is, you can't just get out your Constitution and wave it in their face and have them, he knows his rights. All right, well, give him his iPhones back. No, they're going to keep those forever until you file some sort of lawsuit against them by hiring an attorney, which, of course, will cost you more than the cost of one iPhone in order to do that. So it's a total waste of money to try to actually get these things back. Luckily, the Electronic Frontier Foundation does have a class action lawsuit that they are they're underway with as we speak. If you haven't reached out to them, I mean, they probably don't need any more plaintiffs in that suit, but it wouldn't hurt for you to just kind of give them a heads up and let them know this is what happened to me.
If you truly are squeaky clean, unlike my business partner here who runs basically a hardcore libertarian radio show, if you're like a squeaky clean oil exec, you might be their Rosa Parks. So it's probably worth giving them a call.
Reach out to those guys. Cody was in. Go ahead.
Well, it's just sad, the police state. I told the guys at the end, I said, I hope you guys are proud of what you're doing, violating the Constitution. We are, they're so brainwashed, hoping they're going to have their big, cushy government pensions. And as broke as this country is, they'll be lucky if the dollar is not devalued in the next 5 years, like a lot of people are predicting. And it's just a sad state of affairs. I honestly wonder. Yeah, they may have me targeted because they know I support gun groups and go to different protests every once in a while. And I'm wondering, if they're not trying to push some white guys over the edge. This is Thursday. Thursday night, and then all of a sudden, within a day, we have these shootings. So there's something, you know, something very.
Hold on, just to be clear, you got stopped on Thursday night. Yours was recent, very recent.
Yeah, Thursday night at about 8:30 and held to just after 2 a.m.
Wow, that's a long detention. Yeah. I would reach out to the EFF on that. Since it's fresh in your mind and it's a fresh incident, you know, jot down an email to the EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation. I think it's EFF.org is their website. They've got an email that you can contact their attorneys. And just, you know, run them through, you know, do a rundown of what happened, give them a quick briefing and ask if there's anything you can do to help them with their lawsuit or if that you would be of any use. And Cody, thanks for the call. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And there may be somebody out there saying, well, of course our Border Patrol needs to be able to look through devices. There's terrorists out there. You guys are in favor of terrorism.
The other concern is after they take your device and they take it out of your sight, what are they putting onto it?
I have no idea. That's a great question.
Even if you fight to get it back, you probably don't want to be carrying that device anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The country was set up by terrorists. I mean, you know, hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is a revolution that occurred in this country. And the people that happened to win by a hair the American Civil War were terrorists by English standards.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason they decided to do it, they included the Bill of Rights. And that Bill of Rights says that you should be free of unreasonable searches and seizures. Now, the government has determined that at the border is a reasonable time to search and seize your crap. But the founders didn't. There's nothing in the Bill of Rights that says, oh, except at the border. It just says that you should be free of it. And
it's rights for everybody. It's rights not just for American citizens. It's rights for human beings, the people.
Agreed. That is that's 100% true. What they determine is reasonable in confiscating equipment is, well, I mean, yeah, I think you do need a higher level of intrusiveness at the border. I mean, that just makes a certain amount of sense. But that doesn't mean they have the right to take your crap.
I don't agree.
Huh, you don't.
I don't think we need Border Patrol at all. I think that you know, the libertarian position here is to abolish all of those agencies.
If the United States government is going to continue to send its troops around the world murdering people's families and children, you're going to have lashback.
They need
and
to stop
I,
that.
As a U.S.
Stop doing that too.
Yeah, they need to stop that.
Here, here. Right. They haven't done that yet either.
No, and there's no politician who's proposing that. Because, well, you know, they will lose votes if they say things like that.
Tulsi Gabbard has been talking something like that, and they put out a hit piece on her every opportunity they get.
Wow. All right, so we'll continue. We have time for you if you're on the line with us. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, which, by the way, those lines are loaded up right now. So if you get a busy signal, you can call on our Discord server where the lines there are wide open. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and then you'll even sound better as well. If you sound better, we're more likely to want to talk to you for longer because, well, it's easier to understand you. There's more coming up here. 855-450-3733 or discord.lrn.fm. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With two mass shootings in crowded public places in Texas and Ohio claiming at least 29 lives in less than 24 hours and leaving scores of people wounded, it's a shocking carnage even in a country accustomed to gun violence. On NBC's Meet the Press this morning, Democratic candidate Cory Booker blames the current administration.
We have a president of the United States who is particularly responsible. I, in my faith, have this idea that you reap what you sow, and he is sowing seeds of hatred in our country, and this harvest of hate violence that we're seeing right now lies at his feet.
In the Texas border city of El Paso, a gunman opened fire yesterday morning in a shopping area packed with thousands of people during the busy back-to-school season, killing 20 and wounding more than two dozen. Hours later in Dayton, Ohio, a gunman wearing body armor opened fire in a popular nightclub area, killing nine and injuring 26. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Lines are loaded up right now, so if you're getting a busy signal, drop into our Discord server, where there's way more to do than just chat with us on the air. You can chat with other listeners on the Discord server around the clock. With you here tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
You can go to the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to say thank you to John T. Suter, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. John contributes.
Thank you, John.
Yep, $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And he's one of our long-timers. We've got a lot of folks who've been amping for the show for many years and really appreciate all the ongoing support. Of course, appreciate people who've only been doing it for a week as well.
Sure.
And thank you for those who've gone to amp.freetalklive.com like John did and signed up there. Silver is our standard level. That's the level that we ask for. But some people do more. Some people do gold, which is $10 a month or even more than that. Over at amp.freetalklive.com, you will get some benefits. You get some perks as a result of becoming an amplifier. And one of those perks is access to the AMP chat rooms on the Discord that I was just telling you about. That's one of them. You can get the full list of benefits and some of the things that we do with the money. We also share that with you there on the AMP site. You can go to learn more and get signed up with credit card or PayPal or even Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. We're going to give Miguel, another try in Virginia
Beach.
That's
his name up again.
That's back with us here. It was a little discombobulated before, so I wanted to make sure you had enough time to kind of get your thoughts together. Go ahead, Miguel.
Okay. As a rebuttal to that Nebraska guy who was talking about how this image board, if you take it down, then it'll probably disperse and won't ever come back again or something.
Yeah, he was saying that the 8chaners would, if 8chan were taken down, that it would make it difficult for many of the 8chan users to figure out what to do next, and many of them would just drop off and they would not find whatever the next thing was.
I believe I have a bit more faith in their, competence of how they're going to be able to spring back up. They're already, that the core group of their user base is already refugees from, 4chan.
Yeah. Right. So, or other sites where they've been kicked out.
Yeah, other sites they've been kicked out or were banned and decided to go over there. And they've already, slowly, the bad press like this in sort of a morbid way, have gained a bit of an audience. And now, even when you, go over there and see if they have anything to say about it, they're already talking about alternative sites to go there.
I bet they are. Yeah.
In case the press is a bit too much for them this time and actually the site does go down under heavy pressure.
Right. In case the other people who dislike free speech, who don't have any libertarian sensibilities at all, which is, 99%+ of the people who dislike free speech, then, it's coming, folks. They've got a plan, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently, there's apparently several sites they could go to, for their particular needs, much like how Reddit has subreddits.
Have they named any names? Are they are there any of them that you heard of before, the other sites?
Apparently there was a good compilation for all the image board sites called allofachan.org that showcases several contenders, I believe.
So they want to keep going to these Chan style sites because I know that there's on
branding.
The darknet. I know there's the Dread forums, which is like a darknet version of Reddit. I think it's called Dread. Okay. Maybe Dreadit. I'm not sure, but it's Dread something or other. And so that's.
I bet some really awful things go on there.
I think there's a lot of darknet market talk, but I haven't looked further beyond that. That's how I found it. But there may be other sub forums there. Miguel, thanks for go ahead quickly.
I believe there's also an image board site specifically on the Tor network that is a bit more well kept anonymously.
I suspect you were right about that, Miguel. Thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. I think that I'm gonna go with Miguel on this one. This isn't hard. Okay, yeah. You don't need to be a techno wizard to figure out.
I went on Silk Road. I had to do was want to go.
And that was 2011 or 2012 or whatever,
yeah, it was like
right?
2012. Yeah. I haven't wanted to go back. I just wanted to go on and say, well, I've been here. I wanted to send a message to Dread Pirate Roberts and see if I got something back.
Did I even need to hold your hand on how to do
that? Nope, I did it all on my own.
Wow. That shows how easy it truly was.
How do you download the Tor network?
Yeah. Now it's easier than it ever was because now all you have to do is download the Tor browser for whatever your platform is.
Oh, I see.
Run the Tor browser and then put the URL in there. If you don't know the URL, you can search around, and if you look for a few minutes, you can usually find whatever. Where did the 8chaners go? Find out where this stuff is happening.
The other thing is, again, to reiterate, you want to keep them in the open so you can have easy access to monitor what they're doing.
I think so. Let's go on here though with your calls and thoughts. Next up, it's Drew in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Drew.
Hey, how's it going? So, first of all, I honestly don't know what the HN thing is, but whatever it is, I believe there should be free speech and free information, whether I like it or don't like it.
I agree with you. Just to be clear, Drew, it's 8chan, like the number 8, and then C-H-A-N.
As in channel.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll look it up. I'll look it up, whatever
please
it is.
Don't. Please don't.
Please do. Please do. I mean, see what's there.
And I just noticed something about from Virginia Beach, we had a Virginia Beach shooting, several weeks ago. I just find it interesting, like, the way the news filters out what they're going to tell you and not tell you. So prior to the Virginia Beach shooting, you always got a rundown of the shooter, the suspect's age, gender, photograph. photograph, their race, and possibly their name. And then afterwards, you know, the ones afterwards, the same thing, age, gender, race, photograph, you know, 21-year-old white guy, blah, blah, blah. I've heard it all day on the news about Walmart, right? But when it happened to be someone who didn't fit the profile in Virginia Beach, they were like, oh, we're not going to give this guy his number. It was like, we're not going to say his name. We're not going to show his picture. We're not going to give him any credit because we're going to stop this stuff. And it took several days before I realized that he didn't look like what we expect, you know, the stereotype of a shooter.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Did you notice that?
I didn't even know that. That's new to me.
The thing is, like, he happened to be a black guy. I mean, there's good people and bad people of all different colors.
Sure.
But I just found it very interesting that suddenly they wanted to do this, we're not going to utter his name. And they only uttered it one time. And here, yeah. And this is that's the local station. People didn't even realize until days after that he just happened not to be a white guy. I just find it interesting that when something doesn't fit the narrative, the pop news culture doesn't want to mention it. And I don't know. I would think that that's dangerous. If we're looking at, they say, well, if you see something, say something. But if you're filtering out the statistics, then people are going to assume that, you get what I'm saying, the whole
thing. That it'll always be a white guy or whatever.
Right.
That's also why they don't talk about these active shooters that get put down early on in the process before it comes to mass shooting.
Because
those are usually in areas where someone, you know, was carrying openly or concealed. There wasn't a gun-free zone.
It was the good guy with the gun.
Good guy with the gun thing. And that never makes the news or the mainstream media
because
it doesn't fit the narrative.
I think your observation is very interesting, Drew. And I think that, again, it does back up what you'd said, that we need to have more information. We don't need to have less information. Let the information flow. That's what information desires to do. That's what it should do. And any time that it's restricted, we're all worse off because of it, even if it's despicable, even if the things that are being said are
disgusting,
are terrifying or awful or whatever. I'd rather see that available than see the world that would result from trying to restrict it. Drew, great call tonight. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE. We've got the remaining moments of Free Talk Live on the way and a full board of phone calls. If you are on the line, we will do our best to get you on here. It's been we have show prep beyond, you know, this one
it
topic.
Wasn't the one thing.
Interestingly, we got more response from you, our listeners, on the question of stopping 8chan than we did just generally talking about this psychopath and his ideas last night. It was more of like a dissection of him last night and, you know, what he believed. And tonight, what do people want to do about it? We've had heard both sides here. People who want to see restrictions to speech engaged in voluntarily, and those who are saying no, let it be said. There's more on the way. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments. Maybe enough time if you got on the line now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can join us on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. We got a bunch of great features on our website. And another great feature is the fact that we've got live video streaming available on three different platforms. We don't generally talk about the YouTube one because it's the least of the quality choices, but we're on YouTube still.
It's a big one.
We're also on it's amazingly still used by people. We're also on Twitch and also DLive. You can go to DLive.lrn.fm and follow us there. We're looking to hit 1,000 followers on DLive. We have hit 1,000 on Twitch within the last few weeks, and you can follow us on Twitch over at twitch.lrn.fm. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts, it's Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio tonight. Let's go to the phones where Bo is on the line in New York, listening on the radio. Bo, where are you calling from in New York?
Potsdam.
Potsdam. Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live.
When there's a church shooting in Keene, New Hampshire, Richie.
Okay, you are banned from the show, sir. We go on with other callers. Let's talk to Pat in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pat.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Pat. What's on your mind?
Do you recall that pilot that landed on one of the busy roads out there in Washington State this week?
Oh, recently? Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I don't know anything about this.
It was a single seat, like little prop plane,
mm-hmm.
and he had an engine malfunction.
Yep.
And he timed his landing on the highway, and like miraculously, a state trooper caught it on video. As he's landing on the highway, and he stops right before a red light. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It looks like a movie scene, but he timed it so the traffic gap left him enough room.
He fit right in between the cars, basically?
No, there are no cars.
He
got a stretch of clear where the cars were stopped. It was amazing. Yeah, go on, caller.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, it was, like he said, it was amazing, but they said something about they might find him through the FAA. Regulation or something.
Of course they would. Like, oh, this guy's in jeopardy. He's managed to land his plane safely. Let's write him the ticket. Yeah. Pat, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Wow, I'm surprised he was able to dial the phone. Let's go on here. We continue. We've got Joan calling from Long Island.
Hey, good evening, guys. How you doing tonight?
Listening on your Alexa. Go ahead, Joan.
Yeah, early Sunday night. There's nothing on TV. I'm happy to listen to you guys. Listen, I have an issue. You guys think that we should just, like, relax the border totally and let everybody come in.
That's not right.
That's what I think. Freedom, baby.
All right,
I don't
listen,
think that.
I don't want you to think that I'm an immigrant hater. I certainly am not.
Okay.
I've got a lot of immigrants around me here where
I'm
live.
I'm very skeptical.
I respect their work ethic. They work very hard. And I appreciate their effort. And I also appreciate their ambition. They want to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they're in my yard doing my landscaping, I go out there with water and cookies. I try to treat them with respect. I appreciate them.
Okay.
I know what it is when you're hungry and you want to have a job.
Gotcha.
However,
there it is.
I don't know any other country in the world that does not have any kind of border protection.
Why would you want to be like the other countries?
Well, because we got hit on 9/11 and we did not see it coming. That's one
thing.
They
were all here legally.
You know what? I don't know how they got here. But somehow they got in and New York got hit. And one other thing,
live
on Long Island.
Hold on, before you get to your one other thing, how is a bunch of bureaucrats demanding obedience and paperwork and cash from people going to stop somebody from hijacking an airplane if that's what they want
to
do?
You don't have to tell me anything about bureaucrats because they have no respect for Republicans or Democrats. They're all bought and paid for.
Okay.
I'm worried
about
my country.
Well, I wasn't telling you anything. Oh, whoa.
Okay,
I wasn't telling you anything about them. I asked you, how are you expecting these bureaucrats, those are the Border Patrol, okay, whether they be the people that process paperwork or the people standing around with guns or whatever, these bureaucrats are somehow going to stop a violent act from being taken place by requiring paperwork and money, because that's what it takes, right? You have to hire an attorney to jump through all these Border Patrol, INS, or whatever hoops that they have.
To do it legally.
To fill out all the damn paperwork, to submit it with all the application fees, to jump through the ridiculous hoops. That's all we're talking about is just hoops. Legal hoops.
Well, you know what? God bless the Border Patrol. They have a job to do. And most of them are...
Screw their job.
No, screw their job.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Screw the country?
Yeah, screw the U.S. The United States government can go burn down, as far as I'm concerned.
All those government goons, tyrants, and despots.
Please, guys, let's get real. Please.
I thought you said you didn't like bureaucracy.
And human trafficking. Don't you give a crap about that?
Absolutely. That's why I advocate for the legalization of prostitution. That way human trafficking will go down to zero.
What about 6- and 7-year-old little girls and boys?
Well, sometimes that happens, but you will admit that the vast majority of human trafficking that they're talking about is just coyotes taking people across the border, right?
One or two too many. We have to protect these children.
How is arresting adults for having sex for money protecting children?
They should be locked up like that guy Epstein that's going down.
You didn't
finally
answer my question. I said, how is it arresting adults for having sex with each other for money is protecting children?
Listen, I don't care what adults do with each other.
Well, then you would support
the exploitation of children. And I don't care if they're legal or illegal. We should
try. I'm with you, Joan. There's no doubt about it. I am totally with you. People should not be forced into slavery, whether it's sex slavery or some other kind of slavery. That is wrong. However,
thank
it sounds
you.
Like you did just agree with me that prostitution should be legalized, so you agree with that.
I have no problem with that,
right.
But I think we should try to protect innocent children that are being used.
And you don't need the Border Patrol for that.
Yeah, I don't think the Border Patrol stops that.
They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, Joan. Appreciate it. In fact, the Border Patrol and the fact that there are restrictions on being able to come here actually puts children in danger, because the parents who want to migrate here, but they don't want to jump through the ridiculous paperwork, or maybe they don't feel like they can, or they can't afford it, or they don't understand it, or whatever, they're going to come here anyway, and they're going to bring their kids.
Some of them are buying kids to come over.
And they will either try to do it on their own and, you know, risk whatever desert demise that they could encounter.
Or they turn themselves in and then they're all locked in cages. Kids are locked in cages right now having their psyches scarred by the U.S. government.
You know. Yeah, that's happening too. Or the parents will hire a coyote to bring them across the border, which means they may get packed in the back of some dreadfully hot truck. Is
or
there,
raped.
Or God knows, you know, what else horrible things could happen. But, you know, one of the typical stories that you'll hear about is you'll find a truck full of bodies because, well, they packed them in there, but they didn't give them any water to drink while they were, you know, transporting and smuggling them across the border, and you end up with dead children that way. So is that how you want the children to die? Because they will continue dying that way.
And activists who are leaving water in the desert for them to get are getting arrested for that activism.
And they're taking
what?
The water. Or destroying the water. Yes.
What is the crime, leaving water in the desert? Is it a littering charge?
I don't
know. What does that even mean?
Aiding illegal immigration or something to that effect?
Wow.
I'd have to look it up, but yeah, that's a thing.
The news story's already out, yeah.
Yeah, I had not heard that.
I
guess I shouldn't be surprised by it, but man, that is just so cold. That's so cold.
Yeah.
I mean, that is horrifying. So if you want to join the show, you're certainly welcome to do so. Our toll-free number is 855-453.
Did all the callers drop?
We burned through a bunch of calls there, Mark.
Okay, great.
8chan has been run out of the Philippines by Jim Watkins, a U.S. Army veteran since 2015, since the original creator of the site gave up control. The site remains completely unmoderated, or nearly completely unmoderated, according to the New York Times, and its commitment to keeping up even the most violent speech has made it a venue for extremists to test out ideas, share violent literature, and cheer on the perpetrators of mass killings. Users on 8chan frequently lionize mass shooters using jokey internet vernacular, referring to their body counts as high scores, and creating memes praising the killers. Mr. Brennan has a condition known as brittle bone disease and uses a wheelchair, has tried to distance himself from the site he founded and its current owners in March. He interviewed with the Wall Street Journal. He expressed his regrets over his role in the site's creation and warned that the violent culture that had taken root on 8chan's boards could lead to more mass shootings. After the El Paso shooting, he seemed resigned to the fact that it had. Quote, another 8chan shooting, he tweeted Saturday. Am I ever going to be able to move on with my life? Unquote.
Should have been able to do that when you sold the site.
Watkins, who runs 8chan along with his son Ronald, has remained defiant in the face of criticism and has resisted calls to moderate or shut down the site. On Sunday, a banner at the top of 8chan's homepage read, quote, welcome to 8chan, the darkest reaches of the internet. Unquote.
Nice.
Watkins did not respond to multiple requests for comment. 8chan's critics tried a different tactic to get the site shut down, trying to pressure its service providers, including its web host, to cut off Watkins. One provider, Cloudflare, makes software that protects websites, including 8chan, from cyber attacks. In 2017, they did shut down the Daily Stormer. So, not sure what they're going to do in this case. As it develops, we will bring it to you here on Free Talk Live. In the meantime, join us online over at freetalklive.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.